to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Make some noise right now!
Enter! Podcast and Chill Network in association with Grandeur presents the Road to 1 Million Subscribers event on the 30th of July 2023 at Sunbet Arena in Pretoria. Lineup includes Kabza De Small, Makazi, Musa Keys, Mpop Pops, Celestine Dooley, Eugene Koza, and Robert Boy. This fun-filled event will include comedy, music performances, as well as a live audience conversation with Mac G, Sol Penduka, and the Ghost Lady. Tickets are now available on Quicket from 295 rands. Doors open at 6 p.m. Food and drinks sold at the venue. Come and join a milestone celebration of Black excellence with Podcast and Chill Network.
Ghost Lady.
Huh?
It's finally helped me.
Sorry. It's finally helped you.
Hey,
sorry, let's start again.
You can get happy.
No. Keep rolling.
Yeah, no, let's start again.
We'll act like we're starting again. We keep rolling.
This is why chillers think I'm stupid.
Chillers don't think you're stupid. What do you mean?
Okay. I was trying to say, it's finally happening, Ghost Lady.
What's happening?
Guess who's in the building?
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our friend of the show, Miss Prue. I've been trying to have you on for how long now, Miss Prue?
For quite some time.
Long since
you started.
Yeah, but she's one of those celebrities. She's like, hey, I'm scared to come. I'm like, why?
Bro, you're always in hot water.
But are you in hot water?
You don't want to jump in. Sorry?
Are you in hot water?
No, not at all.
Why?
But I must be honest, Saul wasn't looking forward to you coming. He's like, oh, Miss Prue's boring, man.
What?
Whoa!
That is so weird.
That is true.
It's not true. Come on.
He had to shift that attention.
Bro, but I'm telling you, Miss Prue's wild.
Such a shit star.
What?
Miss Prue.
Come on.
Miss Prue's wild. You know what Miss Prue's like, bro? She's one of those celebs that's like, you know, it's all about her brand. She's conscious. She doesn't do things.
That's why I said they bore. She's boring.
Oh, so you did say that. Am I right though?
Look, I really learned how to take care of a brand, so that's what I've been doing with mine.
Mm.
Yeah, honestly.
Isn't that stressful though? Like sometimes you just want to unleash and just be yourself.
Be human.
That's why I didn't want to come here. Because, you know. No, but honestly, I've just learned how to keep my brand together, you know. And I'll unleash with my friends when I get home.
Mm.
So you're saying this platform will and together your brand?
Bit by bit. No, I'm kidding. No, it won't. You know, I just find that this platform is very honest and, you know, people learn a lot from it. So maybe people will learn a lot from me and not think that I'm boring.
What's the craziest thing you've done? Like the wildest thing
you've
done?
That's a nice brand answer.
Yeah. On brand.
Yeah, on brand.
On brand, right?
Yeah. What's the wildest thing? Because you're wild, man. I know you.
She's wild.
It's real. We're together at...
Oh, ship. Yes, I
but I wasn't that wild, bruh. Come on.
Not that. There was a lit, though.
You know, the wildest thing I do is get lit. You know, and that's it for me.
Mm.
I don't go beyond that.
Yeah.
After I'm lit, I go home and I sleep.
Yeah, that's true. Though.
Like, we had fun, though.
Yeah.
We were all...
Please introduce yourself to chillers that might not know you. Who's Miss Prue?
The brand.
Which camera?
There you go. That one.
Yo, what's up, everybody? My name is Miss Prue.
Yeah, so
yo, what's up, everybody? Yo, what's up, everybody?
I'm done with you guys. No, I'm Miss Prue. I'm a DJ. I've been DJing since 2008, but I was professional from 2009. I learned how to DJ at a DJing school called Fuse Academy, which was an all-female DJing school by DJ Zinclair. Then after that, she mentored me for some time. As she mentored me, then I got opportunities. Then I, you know, got signed by a record label and the ball started rolling.
Yeah, man. Because we started together at the same time. She used to come, used to mix on Mosquito Show.
Yes, I did. Yes.
When you guys looked
on
like tomboys.
On the feminine touch.
Yeah.
Both of them. Miss Prue was once tomboyish.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, her and Zinclair, bro.
But But do you have pictures? Still tomboyish.
Pull up pictures, guys. Find pictures and pull them up.
Do you have pictures?
You won't find them online.
I remember DJ Sinclair's a tomboy also.
I remember Sinclair. Yeah, fucking vest.
And he raised a Akati, you know.
So Miss Prue was also like that. And then they did the whole brand thing. And then from there, you know, they just skyrocketed.
But you know, sometimes you still rock, you know, that boyish look with a bit of heels.
Yeah.
You know, just to balance it out. So
was it a conscious decision to switch the image? Because you can't maybe possibly sell the tomboyish look?
It was a bit of a conscious decision because sometimes when you get into a club, people want to see an actual, you know, woman just DJing on the decks and doing it and killing it like the other guys. So for me, it was a conscious decision to change into what I am now.
But are you happy though?
I am extremely happy.
Or are you stuck in this brand?
No. Sometimes I do wear a cap and baggy stuff and I go DJ and I have fun, you know. But most of the time, I'm always just in heels, looking good and representing the brand.
All right, nice one, man.
And now what I mean, we are great, ladies and gentlemen.
So Paducah's here, Ghost Ladies here, Black Studios here, Doodoo's here. You like a regular now, eh?
Doodoo,
you're back.
Fat Checkers here, Simpiwa is here. And don't forget, we're coming at you at Mashabela Studios. So if you want to use these studios, make sure you email podcast@mashabela.co.za. Yeah. So just to calm your nerves, we're going to play a game, ne? We're going to play Never Ever Ever. And if you don't want to answer a question, you must just take a shot. Oh, no, you take a shot if you have. Yeah. If you have done something, you take a shot.
I feel like we're going to take a shot for everything.
You reckon?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I remember you are wild, so yeah. All right, that's your glass. Here you go. First question. Never have I ever missed a set.
Why do you do this? Why aren't you drinking?
Oh, no, it's your game.
But
for you, we can drink. We don't
mind. I'll drink. Yeah, we'll do it.
He missed the set on the boat.
So did she.
So did I. That's why he's asking the question. We missed the set.
Skippy. On the boat. I mean, you're not going anywhere.
Dude.
I'm not surprised.
Let me tell you. When you get on the boat, they actually tell you guys, for the first night, just limit your intake. No, the first night we were just...
Yeah, we went in.
The same manager. I'm sure I was with the manager. You didn't have a manager on the boat. She came with a manager and still managed to miss a set.
Bro, I was with Bex and Terry. So it was my first O ship. So I got so excited.
My first
boat leaves, it's exciting. You know?
It is, bro.
And I went in, shots. My set, I think, was at midnight inside. And then, I missed that one. Which one did you miss? What set was
yours? The 3 a.m. one.
The 3 a.m. Oh, man.
But I got the Gafour.
Oh, yes, because I was playing.
You were playing.
I took Euphonic set.
Yes.
So I'm like, Euphonic, you're the boss, my man. People have educated.
Yes. He's a resident.
So I played 3 to 4 and then she came after me.
Oh,
yeah. At least.
But other than that, you've never missed another?
I've never.
Same year.
Yeah. Never, ever, ever. That was the first. I felt so terrible.
Yeah.
That's why I stayed up and made sure that I got a set. You know?
Next one. Never had a crush on a fellow artist at Ambitious.
Why?
I don't believe that.
Come on.
Never had a crush on the owner of Ambitious.
Definitely not.
Bro, when you were around, who was there? I mean, Aries?
Aries was there. Java was there. MT.
Yeah, those are good looking guys.
Yeah, but I never had a crush on them. They were like my brothers, you know.
Oh, your brother?
My brother zoned everybody as soon as I walked in.
Did any of them try their luck, though?
Uba.
MT. Oh, MT tried his luck.
No.
Oh, that's the manager speaking.
Definitely not.
What I'm doing, I go pill two, see, right? I'm going to pile in go, I'm going to pair up with Shella. What is this?
No one, hey?
Oh, okay, cool. Never slept with a boss.
Never.
But you were like the longest person at Ambitious.
Yeah, definitely.
And apparently you got the sweetest deal.
Look, I've seen how other contracts work. So I think I got in with the experience.
Ah, so try it on my contract.
Yeah, I was lucky.
Ah, shout out. Yeah,
but...
Yo, and he loved you, bro. Yo, Khosi, like, you were his favorite.
Yeah, I know, he was a G.
So why did you leave? Are you still there or have you left?
No, I've left. I mean, it was time to leave. You know, you can't overstay your welcome at a label. I always tell people, if you're going to go into a label, if it's 3 years or if it's whatever, however many albums, just complete that and leave. Mm. But you need to learn as you go along, you know. You can't stay there for a long time. It takes away from you as time goes.
Yeah. What are the misconceptions about Ambitious? Because, you know, we read a lot like, hey, niggas are getting screwed over and all of that. What are the misconceptions?
Hi, I'm not there, so I don't want to speak on anyone's behalf or whatever, you
know. But you were there. What are your experiences, though?
My experiences, how do I nicely package this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I had my fair share of experiences, good and bad. And as time went, you know, things were not working out as much.
Yeah.
So that's why I made the conscious decision to leave. But before, things were great.
Yeah, you know,
I won't take back anything that they did for my brand. They actually put it on a level higher than it was before.
Beautiful.
But you know, I mean, like I said, as time goes, when your contract ends, you just need to leave. Mm. You know, just leave on a high note. I think I just overstayed my welcome.
Mm.
Yeah.
Never ever ever cheated on someone.
Yeah. Okay, no, like maybe an exam. Yes.
I cheated on someone.
In an exam, yes.
You you've never cheated.
In an exam, yes.
Hey, come on. Do you believe that, ghost lady?
When I was young, I stole a lollipop ghost tech shop. Does that count?
No.
Well, it's
we
want to
know which lollipop did you cheat on.
None, bruh.
Okay, last one.
Yeah.
Okay. Never, ever, ever had a one-night stand.
No.
Ah.
Oh, guys, friend.
I swear. But I'm serious.
Cute.
I swear.
Yeah.
Like, I swear, I haven't. Yeah. I'm a lover. Like, I love love. I want to fall in love and be with just one person and just enjoy them.
Man.
You know,
that's a one-night stand just for the night.
No.
You can be in love for the night.
No, yes. I can't. I can't see you for the first time and think I want to jump your bones that night. No. Like, an emotional something needs to develop for us to get into bed. I cannot for the life of me. I swear.
Let's get to know each other.
Yes.
3 months.
3 months. 90-day rule. I'm that girl.
Yes,
I swear.
Girl.
And I can't help it.
Yeah.
I honestly can't help it. You know, I wish I could, you know, just do whatever I want to do because I know I can.
So which celebrity actually waited the 90 days that you were
with? Which celebrity?
Yeah.
Zero. I've never dated in the industry.
Ah.
What happened with you and Popstar, though?
That was...
They were busy collaborating with me.
Yeah, actually, when we did date, I don't want to lie. But then, you know, I got advice saying, you know what, if you're going to date in the industry, you're going to be known as somebody's ex for the rest of your life.
But you broke Popstar's heart, man.
Bruh, no, I didn't.
He really loved you, man.
Oh.
No, come on. Hey. You're speaking for your friend. There's no way, bruh.
But you guys could have done the whole Bongs Dzinka thing. Look at them. They both in the industry making it work.
No, but after that, I realized it's not for me. I'd rather date outside the industry. People that don't even know who Miss Prue is, hopefully they don't, but yeah.
Bro, I don't know if you guys saw this, ne?
Mm-hmm.
But according to a new report, there hasn't been a single hip-hop song or album that has topped the Billboard Hot 100 charts in 2023. And it's been like 30 years since this has happened.
Wow.
How crazy?
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
So it's the, what is it? Just a slump or a permanent decline of hip-hop?
I think it's a permanent decline.
I also think
permanent.
Mm. But not a permanent one. Maybe something will come up and revive it. You know what I mean? But it's a definite decline.
Why do you think hip-hop has declined though, so?
I don't know. There's just so much music out there, bro. Firstly, a lot of people are making music. The access to make music is so, you know, like, it's so common. Anyone can make music on a computer. And that allows people to experiment with sounds and different tastes. Mm. So pop music gets changed. A lot of the music that was previously sort of indie or very niche, you know what I mean? It's now pretty much commercial. So I think because of that, maybe.
Nah, it can't be that, bro. Because, okay, I understood when hip-hop died in SA, right? Because hip-hop is not our thing.
It's not our thing.
Yeah, it's an American culture, thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm. So it dying in SA because of piano makes sense. But for it to die in America, where it was birthed.
Yeah.
No way.
So many artists. Look at it's the happening. Artists that have popped up, you know, and the songs that are big.
That, some that, are popish, some song, are... Exactly, that bigger songs are pop. Like Lil Nicki Minaj, one of the biggest songs are pop
Kill
songs.
Bill.
Yeah.
Kill Bill. Sam Smith does some weird music now and it's sounding amazing and popish. Mm. He's popular. But Lil Nas X, you know what I mean? That's not particularly hip-hop. It's very poppy. All these weird sounds, you know, that are either derived from hip-hop or from pop.
But those sounds have always coexisted with hip-hop still being dominant.
That was like traditional pop, man. Your NSYNC, Justin Timberlake, Nelly Furtado
and stuff. Come on, Katy Perry. Come on, man. That's recent. Miley Cyrus. Those stuff was still there and hip-hop was still doing well.
But was it doing as well as it was in the 90s? Because maybe there was a song that was getting to number one, but maybe in the top 100, there wasn't as many songs. Name a hip-hop song that did stuff like... Lollipop, for example.
Oh, Drake. Any of Drake's songs. Come on, guys.
Yeah, but he was like carrying it on his back. Just Drake. Mm. When Lollipop was around, there were so many other songs out there. They were also big, but it was just echelons above everything else.
You sing?
And Drake had to sing, so...
Also, Drake had to dumb it down.
He had to dumb it
Hotline
down.
Hotline Bling. Is that hip-hop?
No.
No.
You used to call me come on. The stuff is not even hip-hop.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Do you think maybe it's the content? Like people are tired of smoking drugs, kill this thing.
And that's what Drake did when with the soft and the quotables, you know? Mm. Rapping about heartbreak.
So then is it not... Maybe the content of the genre, not the genre per se, but the content.
So do you think that because the content is changing, then that's why it's going on a decline?
I think it's going on a decline because the guys that are doing hip hop now are singing about the same shit we used to listen back in the days when we were like 30 years ago, right? About killing people.
Used to sell drugs.
I used to sell drugs. I fuck your bitch. And now we're in a time where people are woke. We know that like that stuff is not cool anymore. It's not fashionable. Like,
and people are going to
hear real things.
Exactly.
And then if you listen to piano, right? Like those guys get deep, bro.
18 million. Follow my kitchen, shake off tough. Doesn't get any deeper than that, right? Doesn't get deeper than that, right?
You get me, goes there. Every second piano song is Amadlozi, Siyabavusa, Siyabomba.
But you're right.
Boom. And people can resonate with that. With
the
that
younger
content.
Kids are more into now watered down hip hop. So your hip hop songs, which would be hardcore, are now become less. And that's why they have become more pop-ish. And that's what's popular now. So we're no longer really into, and I agree, we're no longer into the hardcore, you know, rap and all of this. So
H2O can make a comeback then now with the watered down stuff. H2O.
But it is wonderful.
It's wonderful. Shame, I wonder what happened to them, man.
But you started... Your DJ career is fascinating because you started
with house music.
When I met you, you were doing house music, right?
Wow. Yeah.
And then you started doing hip hop, released hip hop songs, Under Ambitious and all that jazz, right? Mm-hmm. Now you're doing piano.
Yes.
Why is that?
I'm going back to what I started with. You know, house music has always been something that I love doing. You know, when you're mixing two house beats together, that journey that you take people through, I've always loved. You know, so I just felt like it's time to go back into house music and just explore element of it.
Some will say you're just riding the wave. Because when house was big, you were doing house. When hip-hop was big, you were doing hip-hop.
I've never boxed myself, though. I've never said I'm a hip-hop DJ. I've never said I'm a house DJ. I've always said I'm a DJ, which is why in my sets, I can play two different genres at once. That's just
for real?
Who I am.
You do that?
I
hate
do that.
DJs that do that.
Why?
Like, stick to one lane.
No, bruh. No. You can take me to a wedding, I'm there. You can take me anywhere, I'm there. Mm. You know, I'm a versatile DJ, and that's how I've always branded myself. I don't want to put myself in a box, and I can't get out. Now you're stuck with this genre that's not even making money, you know?
Bro, I wanted to ask you, females to DJ, when did that start? Like the boom? When do you think the
boom started?
Yeah, they changed that, because when you started, it was like you, Zinte, Sindo.
Yeah.
That was it pretty much, right?
Mm-mm.
And then like that went on for a while. And then now you saw with like Uncle Waffles, after that, it's just like every girl's.
Yeah.
After 2020.
Yeah.
Maybe everyone was practicing. But listen, I just feel like it's an amazing thing to see. I've always said, you know, we need to see more. The lineups need to be a whole lot more colorful. You'd go to an event and you're the only person there, or you see the biggest event and there's not even one female DJ. Now it's just colorful. There's female DJs, there's female artists that are gracing the lineups, which is amazing. And I think maybe this started, maybe even just before 2020, you know, when Lamise started blowing up. Miss Cosmo also started blowing up.
Yeah.
Who else? Ayanda MVP. There were quite a bit more females that came out, you know, before 2020.
Yeah.
And now they just made it easier for everybody else to be like, you know what? It's a comfortable lane and people are enjoying seeing females DJing. So
what do you think? When do you think that the change happened?
Man, I think they pioneered it.
Yeah, obviously they pioneered, but there was like something happened and then everybody just started DJing, like all the females.
Because it happened even before
COVID.
Waffles.
Yeah, because I mean, with Lerato Kanyago, you know, when they hopped on, I'm not sure if there was a catalyst or one defining moment.
I think it was Waffles, bro.
But how?
No, Waffles. Lerato
Kanyago, Dineo Ranaka was playing. Way before that, Lamise was already playing.
Yeah.
She started the whole dancing thing and like performing, dancing, using the sexiness of it all, you know, because everybody else just DJ.
You know,
and there's nothing wrong with that. That's what a DJ is meant to do. Play hot music. Sorry?
No. You know what I think is that when you guys actually just, I'd say, like, improved your look instead from the boyish, when you embraced the whole, okay, girls looking good and changed your whole image, I think that's when now it looked pretty and a lot of girls and women just jumped in.
You guys are making this conversation so serious.
It's not like
Waffles, man.
It's not.
You should have thought.
No.
The girls were like, I'll say before.
No.
Drake might retweet me as well.
No.
You know what I think it was?
Mac.
No. You know what it was, bro? It was chicks mainly on radio realizing that their male counterparts
are
getting
money.
Just money from just being on radio.
Okay.
Because when you're on the metro, you just get booked.
Yeah.
When you're on YFM, you just get booked. Well, back then, you just get booked. And they realize, hold on, I come here, do the show with this fucker. Weekend, he's making maybe 60, 80K, 90K. Hey, fuck, let me just get these things practiced and do it as well.
Do you know what a fucker is?
No, guys, I don't. What are you even talking about?
So I was chatting to a club owner, right? And he told me, like, you're right. So, but what made it, like, become fashionable and what spearheaded the whole movement, right, is social media, né?
Yes.
So promoters realized that DJs, when you book a DJ from a radio station, they don't have that pull anymore. Right? Then they started hostessing.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So they'd ask a girl who's got X amount of followers on Instagram, whatever, to post about the gig and come and host at the event, right? Now, this influencer would now pack the club up, right?
Yeah. Wow.
So, but they were still booking the DJs. So they still book a radio DJ, but then they'd have an influencer to be a hostess.
Wow. Mm.
Then they realized that, hey, wait a minute, I'm paying this fucking DJ 15K an hour. He brings nobody. Meanwhile, there's this hostess who I pay 5K.
He just takes a body or two off their set.
Yeah. Wow. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh.
You know the culture, huh? Unfamiliar.
So wait a minute. How about, instead of this lady just hosting, I now book it to come DJ and host. So you're killing two birds with one stone. So it's cheaper to have a female lady come because she brings the crowd and she'll DJ.
Oh,
so now you don't have to part ways with 15K. And then you give them some champagne. It's a pot.
So what, the promoters were teaching the hosts to DJ?
No. That's what I'm saying, Uri. That's when hostesses started becoming DJ. So if you check most of the female DJs now, they started off by hosting.
Okay.
That's true.
Mm. Are you ever going to show your thong anytime soon?
Ish, no. Hey, I'm not.
Why?
Maybe a bit of bubinyana.
Nah.
Right.
Yes.
Maybe I'll just flash.
Yes.
But what do you think about that as a female DJ who's like, what's the word I'm looking for? Who's like hardcore about DJing and mixing and all
the
that
craft.
Stuff. The craft. Yeah. What do you think about, female DJs selling their sex?
Hey, man, whatever sells, do what you got to do, you know, so long as you get the craft right, you know. I always just hope that the woman will get the craft correct and sell it with, like, as a full package, you know what I mean? Imagine seeing a hot lady that mixes really, really well. I love seeing that. So long as they take the craft seriously, do what you got to do.
Who's the top five female DJs?
Oh, besides myself.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd say Zintle.
Yeah.
I'd say Lamise.
Lamise is good.
She's really good. Mm. Durban Gogo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, beast.
And this is in no particular order.
Yeah.
Beast.
It's just people that I've heard play. Okay, I'd say me, but...
Not allowed.
I'm not allowed, right? Rato Khanyago. Mm. She's good. And
she plays horses sometimes. You haven't heard them?
For real?
Yeah.
Really?
Sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Okay, when I've heard her play, I've never heard it, bruh. Like, it's always been seamless. Yeah. For me, it's always been seamless every time I hear her play. So, and she plays nice music.
She does.
She definitely does. And then the fifth one, thing is, I haven't heard Uncle Waffles play. It's just that I love where her brand is going and what her brand is doing, you know? I'd put her in the... Okay, can I do six?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lady Amar and Uncle Waffles.
Uncle Waffles.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I think she can. I mean, she wouldn't have gone this far.
You understand? Know, if she can't...
A premix or exactly. Still messing things up. So yeah. I think you can give her the benefit of the doubt.
No, definitely. I love where her brand is going.
Please expose male amazing. DJs that play horses.
MacGyver used to, bruh.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm on it.
MacGyver.
I'm trying to be the best DJ.
Oh, okay. What? Yeah. MacGyver used to do it live on the radio.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Live on radio. And then he would say, guess who mixed that? We know it's you. We know it's you, bruh. But you've evolved, eh?
Yeah.
Yo, your sets are amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah. Hey, but when we started, I remember because we never thought we'd DJ again, me and Song. So when we started getting booked, I was rusty, but not as bad as Sol.
I was rusty.
No, Sol used to play the better game. I mean, you're killing us. Now I have to stand there and be like,
my killing it now. Look, man, we're rusty, man. You know what I mean? Like, it had been a fucking long time. I never thought I'd see a CDJ in my life. You know, like, fuck. I was like, shit, I should have bought these things. You know, but we're good now. We're killing.
When did you start again?
We started getting gigs like a year?
A year now.
Nice.
Yeah. But we kill it now. Yeah. I trust that you're killing it now.
First booking we got, it was like somewhere in Bumalang or something.
No, it was, with Fantas that booked us. We'll be on the Fresh.
Yes.
It's even right now, Fresh is here if you want that. Like, hey, now it's late. Like, you.
LKG was at. So yeah. LKG's dancing, you know, she's in the front there. She's waiting for us to come in and she's excited.
That was our second gig.
Yeah.
The old white one, yeah?
Yeah.
I remember the old white one.
So I play the first song. Ah, cool. It's the first song, you know?
Yeah.
Clean. Then Soul comes. It's like, kala, cuckoo. And then Elke, she's looking at me. She's like, nah.
I'm like, he gives me the head close fast. They're like a hot potato. You can take it back.
But
now we kill it, man. We're good.
Good times.
That's really
I don't know if you guys saw this, man. Lady Zamar. decided to spend some quality time on social media, advising women on how to handle men in relationships. Mm. Listen to what she said, man. Mm. She said, stop sleeping with trashy and broke men to lower their body count for when they meet the right men.
Please find the tweets, fact checker. Sikhulume phezu kwamaqiniso.
It's the truth.
Ubonile.
Yeah.
What does she mean, man?
She said, stop sleeping with trashy and broke men.
Okay.
To lower your body count for when the right man comes.
Oh, yeah, that's good advice. But if we as men...
Wait. You think that's good advice?
Maybe not in those exact words, you know, but to lower your body count, maybe sleep with less men, not like a specific, you know, specific type of men.
Let's flip it around now. How many women wouldn't be getting sex if Stella Machita don't broke any chick who doesn't earn as much as you do?
Hmm. My nigga.
Right? Because we're the providers. But I thought we live in a time where women hustle as well. They work hard. You probably have dated guys you earn more than them because you've been a hot and happening DJ. You know what I mean? So is that a basis for not being with someone because they make less?
No, definitely not. Like I said, guys, I'm a lover. So whether you make less or not, I'd probably still love
you. What is your type, apart from Bobster?
Exactly what he is. Not like he's not my type at all. Now the woman that I am now, I definitely wouldn't date
him. Ah, the Bobista, I tried. Right?
No, he's my friend. Shame.
Why not a type like his? What have you outgrown about a type like his?
DJs.
Oh, just DJs. Or you're speaking on the profession?
Oh, like DJs?
No, not at all. Nah. I know. Mm. I've seen y'all. We'll rock the girls, hey?
Good times.
Hey. No, but besides that...
No, like, but DJs are trash, man. DJs are trash.
Yeah,
no,
DJs.
But besides the DJing part, like, I know for sure that I'm not his type also, because we've both outgrown the people we were then.
What are you saying, Fetchaka?
No, she was saying that it's true.
Oh, yeah. What do you think?
Ladies are my marias.
What's up, my boy?
Usaman, whoa, Usaman, about who not they must sleep with, and no man, people must sleep with whoever they want to sleep with.
I know when I heard this, there was a huge like debacle regarding like, okay, why would she be advising people? Rather, the advice that should be is that maybe let's not imply or say that someone is raped you when they didn't, you know. Ooh. So that was what was said, you know. So,
bro, okay, what's this fascination with women that if a nigga's broke, he's gonna be broke forever?
That's using the
that's cheap.
And women know it and regret it.
You know what? Remember in the society where it's about instant gratification. So it's all about the now. What can I get immediately now? So people don't have that foresight anymore and able to say, okay, a relationship is about the long term. Mm. What's the building process? It's all about what can you get me? That's why when you look at these dating shows, instantly people are asking, do you have a car? Do you have this? It's the questions are very, it's no longer in depth about asking the person, what do you think about this? When you are angry, what, you know, it's just, do you have money? How much is ubetcha? That's one of the questions. Do you have a car? Ubetcha ngamalini? And that's the, so that's the problem.
Then miss ubetchi we hump.
Exactly.
And then how would you feel as a woman? You dated this guy, you left him because he's broke. Jiggy jiggy, he's Patrice Motsipe money.
Yeah, I'd feel so bad. I'd feel, not even bad, I'd just like be, I'll regret, I guess. There'll be that thing like, yeah, I should have just waited a little longer.
So women regret, really, when they see someone flourishing.
Of course.
Or big akshela.
Yes. And then, sometimes people become bitter and then, you know, you hear things and just like,
it what happens. Do you think,
Miss Ru? Sure, bruh. Like, you know, it's... I always say, Hore, you know, like you said, isn't it that jega? You know, we need to learn to help each other out as partners. You know, you don't just get into a relationship in Jay without an end goal in mind, you know. So I know obviously some women will regret leaving the guy. If also I was in the position, I'd also regret it, you know. But we need to learn to work with each other as partners to help each other grow.
Mm.
I can't be with you if give or not, we can't help each other grow, you know what I mean?
Don't you regret?
I also have to
when black coffee hit on you.
Black Coffee hit on me. Mm. He never did,
oh,
bruh.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Yo.
Why you act like you hit on everyone?
Yeah,
it's like you say, it's like when you're here, you can't get it. 8 out of 9 times, he's hit. He's hit on her before.
No, not at all.
No, I'm saying, I get it. They were DJing around the same time, so I'm sure they used to bump at gigs. I mean,
he'd always give us like good advice.
Yeah, right?
Shout out.
But never.
Yeah.
In the Lichrot man, like.
In the Lichrot man, like, yes.
Like, respect all the time.
So if I'm broke, can I date you?
I'll take care of your shame, my boy. Definitely.
So you don't care about that stuff, ne?
No, not at all.
That's dope.
I told you I'm a lover, guys. Like, I'm...
You come across.
Yeah. I'm a lover.
Are you a Bob the Builder kind of vibe?
Am I?
Are you Bob the Builder?
Hey, Buffett.
We need more of those, eh?
She's the dumper of Bobbies, didn't you? Yeah. What happened to Bobster? Bobster. Bobster doesn't build anything. It's Bob related.
Hectic.
No, but that's a good question. Do you like date someone and, you know, if you see that there is a vision there, do you want,
are you buying a car for him?
Not necessarily, but maybe lending him your car for the day to go
If you do see potential in someone, or okay, fine, this person is really trying. You know, then there's no reason for you to not help them out. You know what I mean? So, if I was in the same position, I'd help the next person out. If they've got a vision and you can see they're working towards it.
Bro, but you raise a very good question, bro. How come girls that are broke don't have the same spotlight on me?
Yeah, because I get with the providers, right? So we always need to be the one with the money.
You guys are providers.
Isn't it? So we can then date...
We can hide girls.
And it's fine, it's normalized. And it's so, I'm a double standards then to equality.
Yeah, there's a lot of ladies. Yeah, I'm chilling.
This equality nonsense. So it's trash to date a broke guy, but you're not broke, no, because you don't want to date people with money.
But you know what? Even if we're making money, if I'm dating you, we're broke.
Yes.
You must take care of
that's
woman.
Different. That's different. Because Because you know what I mean? And it doesn't need to be a lot, but that's fine. That's better than aganayo. When among I keep a clear.
You ever dated a rich guy? No, you haven't.
Wow.
Hey, dude, do you say? Talk to us.
So yeah, she's
okay. So there is, and I get that there is a double standard.
Yeah.
When it comes to the dating space, a woman can be broke, and. But if we're just being realistic, people who earn more in the world are generally males. You know, I think everyone knows different industries, most even with DJs. I know that the you know, a person that earns the most is male in your industry, Ms. Prue. So in all industries, mostly it's men that earn the most. It goes back to the whole thing of, I think you asked about equality. At times, I think we didn't. Let me not say we. Maybe feminists from before didn't put it out correctly when they're speaking about this whole equality thing. It's not even just about equality, it's about equity as well, you know? So I'll make an example. If all of us here, we're all different heights, you know? I'm just going to use height. And there's a building that is quite like tall. It's a tall building. And we want to see over that building.
Okay.
If you give us a bucket that is the exact same size, which is equal, right?
Mm.
All of us are getting a bucket that is 3 centimeters, gotcha. All of us. Mm. That means it's equality, right?
Mm.
So that we can see over the building. That means there's going to be some of us that are not going to be able to see over that because we're shorter.
I love that.
So
I love that analogy. So now, here's the difference. My man. I love that analogy, right?
Yeah.
Now, niggas will take women irrespective of her height and say, come on top of me, baby, so we can
see over the building.
So we can see.
Yeah.
Woman will say, if you're short, fuck you, nigga. You ain't coming on me.
That came from a dark place. Well, very personal. You've been wanting to let me out so long. If you're short, fucking yeah.
But you gave me, dog.
No, but you're right. But you're 100%. No, he's right. He has a point as well. There's nothing wrong with broke women dating broke niggas also.
And
there's nothing wrong with rich women dating broke niggas.
I was just speaking on the part of equality that maybe, like, some of the feminists that were the leading people in the conversation didn't quite put it out correctly. Because if we're going to say we want equality, then all of us must get 3-centimeter buckets, but we're still not going to reach that level. You know what? If we're saying equity, it means Boosie's going to get a bucket that is 5 centimeters. You know, Saw, who's so tall? Yeah. You know why?
I get your point.
You know why I'm using buckets?
Let's not encourage this latest tweet because Mike was once broke. Had a woman who carried him.
Of course.
At him now. They happier. And look at him now. I was once broke. I had a woman who carried me. You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
Who would I be without that period in my life?
Also, with that conversation, with that tweet, it also is taking away power from women. You know, women are able to be providers. Let's be realistic. In our society, in black communities, women have been providers. Yes. If we're being 100% honest. So that tweet, Lady Zama, is just different. I was just explaining the equality part, that if we're going to say equality, there's going to be some people who must give more access to because they've had less access.
Yes.
Just like black people.
Affirmative action. Keith has a degree, Saul has a degree, and then now they're not equal. It's two totally different things.
Exactly.
They're not.
Because
the one previously
point.
Was advantaged.
Exactly.
I get it.
What would happen then, Dudu, if the roles were reversed? So let's say we woke up and women were the ones who had more money. What would happen?
What would happen?
Yes.
They're going to carry on providing. Mm. They have been the backbone of society.
I'm asking you, sir.
Kick those buckets. See for once. Kick the bucket.
Do you get what I'm saying, Ms. Prue? I'm saying if we woke up in a whatever, right? If we woke up and women were the ones who, like she's saying, had more money, whatever.
Mm.
So now women are in charge, right?
Mm.
And they have the more money. What would happen?
She's right. We'd still be providers for you guys.
No, man. We'd be fucked.
Women are natural nurturers. We will take care of you guys. Women will take care of you guys. If roles were reversed.
To their children. They'll take care of you guys, meaning their children.
Mm.
But not just
singer supplier. It would be the world Look, it's a man's world, and historically it has been, and there are more absent fathers. We wouldn't have a world with absent moms just because they're the providers.
Mm.
They wouldn't just dump kids with their dads and need to start off another family.
Mm. Yes.
You guys are not understanding what I'm saying, man.
I feel like you're trying to...
Okay, maybe ask Dudu to explain it for you.
What I'm trying to say, you know, like you have friends, ne?
Mm.
That maybe you might be well off than them, ne?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if they had money, who's on you?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, women now are saying, okay, cool, you niggas have more money. Therefore, if a nigga's broke, I'm not dating him. So that's like across the board, that's how women think right now. Mm. So I'm saying, if that wasn't the case, what if women had more money? What would happen to niggas then?
Maybe selective woman.
Do you think niggas would go, I'm not dating a broke chick? Only rich girls.
Fact checker wants to say something.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
No. Yeah, because at the moment, broke girls don't want to date broke niggas. They want to date rich niggas.
Yes.
So would niggas then say, I don't want to date a broke girl.
Yes.
I just want to date
a rich girl.
You know what I'm saying? Fact checker, yeah?
Oh.
Where's the...
Hi. Okay, I can translate what Mike is saying, right? Going on to what Ms. Pree said about females being nurturers, right? Men are more strategic than they are emotional. So everything that they do is a more strategic manner. Hence, when it comes to wars, they don't think about the lives that are lost. They're thinking about the end goal, which is winning, right? Women... wouldn't be as good when it comes to war, because they're going to be looking at their enemy, protecting, wounding, and not seeing at the bigger picture. So to answer Mike's question, apologies, eh?
What's happening? Hey.
Hey, yeah, I just come from a hectic cardio right now. Okay, so to answer the question about what would have happened if the roles were switched, I believe that because women are more emotional, yo, there wouldn't be money. There will be equality, but it wouldn't be on the same pace. Am I making sense? We're very competitive, so there was going to be a lot of damage. There's a reason why a lot of men have more money than females. Not because we're incapable. Men are just strategic. They understand the whole keep your friends and your enemies closer. You get me? So, yeah. We're not going to be able to manage the situation. Honestly speaking, we weren't. But that's my thought. And I'm feminist, but not like that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a fresh take from a feminist.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well said. Beautiful.
How did you let this one go, Jim?
Are you regretting?
You regret.
Is it too late, fact checker? Late.
Anyway, by the way, man, Road to 1 million at San Ben Arena, 30th of July. Are you coming, Miss Brew?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So this week.
Oh, man.
This week, if you buy a ticket, we're giving away an iPad. You own a spa, right?
Yes, I own a salon, yeah, a spa.
So why can't we make an incentive if a chiller buys a ticket, they can get a spa treatment?
That would be dope. I'd appreciate that. Yeah. Nah. That would be dope.
How many can you give away? 10, 20?
Great.
Don't we still need to talk about it? We still need to talk which treatments you want us to do that we can align with your event.
What's the name of your spa?
Sedi Beauty and Wellness Spa.
Sedi Beauty and Wellness Spa. Okay, yeah. Cool. So next week, the incentive will be spa treatment. We'll sort it out.
Please.
And then we'll announce it for the chillers if you buy a ticket next week. Ne?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing, man. All right, did anybody watch I Blew It? Apparently, Bongani Fosse was on it.
Yeah, fair enough. I never watched the show. I watched it yesterday.
Dude, you watched it?
You want to catch up? Yeah.
Oh, please tell us. What went down, bro?
No, man. So basically, it's the story we've heard before. Obviously, Bongani says, you know, the funeral happened. Didn't have much time to grieve his mom. Already people were calling him. Like, yo, I'm from this label. Yo, I'm from that label. Obviously, names were bleeped out. But this guy then calls him. We know who this is. Puts him in a house. Sets him up in a house. And then they're like, it's going to take a while to wound up your mom's estate. It's going to take like 11 years or so. But in the meantime, he's living rent-free. He's buying all these cars. If he wants this X amount, but everything is written down and et cetera, you know? And then the story goes, eventually, he owes now, you know what I mean? These guys, and I think they recoup. But he didn't get into those details, but they possibly then recoup that money from, obviously, his mom's estate when it's time for the monies to come out. But initially, he was supposed to get like 25 million rands from the whole Brenda, his mom's estate.
And that's peanuts. Yes.
That's peanuts, yeah.
To how much he made.
Exactly. Yeah, but he says he blew over 4 million rands on drugs. On 4 million rands on drugs.
How much that drugs is that?
Exactly.
That's a lot of drugs, man. Sure. You know? At some point, he was like renting out a mansion for like 70K a month. I mean, look, Tabo Besta was renting out in Hyde Park now for how much? The figure was roughly the same, 70. But this is not even like 2023. This is when was he living, signed to Motherland and stuff, you know? Mm. So you can imagine what kind of house that was. Like 70K just to rent out, you know? But him is also such a giving person. He'd just walk around, give people, help people. You know, they used to frequent Campus Square, Melville, because that's where, you know, Josie used to be. Mm. He'd just get into, pick up street.
Yeah, it was 70K.
Picks up homeless people, go buy them groceries and stuff. You know what I mean?
But drugs are bad, man. 4 million rands.
Yeah, 4 million. All in all, the money he blew, he says, is like 10, 11, over 10 million rands.
How come?
Over how long?
Over a few years. Years.
I think it was the Josie days.
Because
they were popping, man.
Yeah, they were. Oh, they were.
How come you you escaped the drugs thing?
Bro, I don't know. Like, I just like myself a nice glass of, you know, I don't want to do anything beyond that.
Yeah, but I mean, in the industry, like, and we get offered it all the time.
All the time. I've been offered before, but I've never taken.
Why? I want to know why.
I don't know. Something in me just doesn't want to go there. Because I've got an addictive personality. Yes. Oh. So, like, I know if I enjoy it.
Then I got time.
It's over for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you must do, no? If you want to do drugs, like if you're tempted one day, you must go to your house, look inside, go outside, look at it. And then if you're ready to lose all of it,
take it.
The first line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good advice.
Yeah, Bongan Fazi told me that. So I was,
oh, for real?
It's deep.
So how many in and out walks are you doing in your home? So it's not just green. Walk in and out.
So a situation like Bongan Fazi, do you feel sorry for me if you were to come out right now and say, listen, they owe me money. I want it back. It's my mother's money. Boom, boom, boom. Where you blew $4 million on drugs. Do you feel sympathetic?
No, honestly, no. But yes, just because of, you know, you have to feel sorry for someone whenever they are feeling down, you know, you can't now just be. But honestly, with all what he's done, it's almost like, ish, okay, yeah. Like,
but also, man, you get that. Yes, possibly no one said, bam, buying some drugs. And even if they offered, you know what I mean? It's not like, but it's still sad and it's still unfortunate, you know, because he does explain he had just lost his mom. And straight afterward, he's not thinking Brenda Fassi's gone, whatever. He just knows, I don't have a mom. And I think when you've lost a mom, you are at that point where you're like, damn, I don't have a mom anymore, you know? And then people are coming at you with all these other things and all this stuff. It's easy to get lost and to get taken, you know? So I do sort of understand. He's not like a guy who was sitting and then there was money there and, like, you know, the lottery winners or whatever. You know what I mean? He had just lost someone very dear, his pillar of strength, literally, because we hear not much about his dad. You know, maybe he wasn't there, but he was his mom's best friend and he had just lost that pillar of strength. And then people took advantage of that, you know? Yeah, the drug dealing and stuff, no one forced them. But where it all starts, people took advantage of a kid who was yet to mourn his mom.
But also, just to ask, how...
continue.
Just to ask though, remember that also Brenda Fassi was allegedly also taking drugs.
There was the whole allegation
around that too. And was it not a thing that he had already seen it and therefore it was easy for him to get into the habit? Mm-hmm. It was not a brand new something where it was like, it was already something that kind of like...
But he may have heard it and not seen his mom.
But you don't know.
He says his mom was a strict mom, so I don't think a strict mom... You know, would snort lines next to his son.
What do you think, Ms. Prue?
He's saying, you know, like he lost a mom and a very popular one, and people are throwing so many good deals at him. It's evident that he'll probably fall into the trap of doing drugs. They probably also offered, or no, don't worry, these will be on whatever. You know, I'd feel sorry for him. Because of what he had to go through.
And he's got no guardian.
At such a young age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said the record label guy was signed himself up as a guardian.
So that's terrible. I do feel a bit sorry for him.
Speaking about
drugs
moms,
and all.
My mom called me today. She's like, hey, that show on Monday was pop. You guys were talking about Ghost Lady too long. You were calling too many people. So I'm like, excuse me, you come fucking do the show then.
Without the fucking, of course.
And is she willing? Is she willing?
No, I'm kidding. No, I understand where she's coming from because she's the only one who tells me the truth, you know?
Yeah.
So when she says a show is pop, it means it was pop. But I thought it was dope, man.
I thought it was fine. Yeah, people were having us for the Ghost Lady thing and stuff.
Really?
What did they say?
That we are jealous.
Oh, we are jealous.
Hey, bro. They said you are jealous. Like, what jealous? Ghost Lady.
I mean, you are dragging
bro,
it.
Someone take me said, and text Aya and said, yeah, you're jealous of people become famous on your show. First it was Aya, That's close, lady. Hey, they said we're jealous and we ruined it for them. Whatever. Bro,
Do you have someone like that? Like if you release a song and it's trash and they tell you, like, yo, this is trash.
Yeah, I do.
Who's that?
Sihle. Oh, my best friend. Oh, gosh. She'll never lie to me. If something is dope, she'll tell me from the onset. And she's looking at it from an eye of a consumer and not as a friend or, you know, a person in the industry. She's looking at a point of a consumer. So
those people are important, eh?
Very important.
Because you can't have yes men all the time.
A lot of people don't have those people, man.
A lot don't have.
You can't. Don't have. Yeah, you can't have yes men. People are going to agree with everything.
Right.
Hey, but sometimes it's hard to, like, tell the truth.
It's hard to?
Tell the truth.
Okay, when did you have to tell the truth? Going?
No, I remember... I remember I'm at Smalls' house, right? Tabo from Black Motion. Mm-hmm. And he's playing me his new stuff, right? So, according to me, the stuff was trash. But what? So, I don't know how to say it because this is my boy, you know? We're close, but we're not that close that I can just be honest with him and tell him, ah, dog, forget about it, you know? Mm. So I was trying to be, like, respectful about it. Mm. So I'm like, so boy, where do you think you're going to play this music? Like, which club? Oh, it's like, this shit is big. Everywhere.
This is after the split that happened.
Yeah, it's like recent, like 2-3 weeks
ago. You should have told him. I don't mean to be fussy, but this needs bongani. Good work with both bonganis. They could fix it up. They're both musical geniuses. And then what does he say?
You hear what I'm saying? I was like, no, we're going to play it everywhere. So I could see the mood change now. Now everyone is, like, they weren't expecting that. You know, like, the mood is sour now. There's no more jokes. It's quiet
now. It's in the house, Pelle. It's in the house.
So they play another one. So I'm like, hey, this one. I'm sticking to the script. Die for your shot. Le, what about that? Le?
Oh, you saw this. You get sour when you question the quality.
I'm like, this one is a heat. What about this one?
Oh my God.
But you know what? Just shout out to him, man. At least you got Problem Child. Because Problem Child is a beast. Shout out to Black Motion. I think they're releasing an album now in September or something.
Yeah. But it's always tough, man.
It's always tough.
And you always have to be honest, bruh. Mm. It was good that you told him the first time. Where are you going to play this? I'm sure now he knows. But okay, maybe I'll switch it up.
I don't think he's playing me anything anytime.
You've not been invited there for the past 3 weeks.
anyway, shout out to Trevor Noah.
Ooh, I saw that.
That's big.
He's got a deal with Spotify. He's going to be starting his podcast. Ooh, that is massive. Bro, you got millions in dollars.
Yeah. That deal. I mean, how much was Joe Rogan's deal?
Yeah.
With Spotify? I mean, that was to the tune of
100 million
US dollars. So, mm-hmm. And Trevor Noah is Trevor Noah, bro.
It's Trevor, and it's going to be big, bro.
It's going to be big.
Global A-list, massive. Of course. Definitely. With the hardest interviews, you know, you can expect the likes of a Jay-Z and them to pull up.
Yeah.
Kanye doesn't like him.
$200 million. This is
$200 million.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, $200 million.
So you see, those deals are big, man. So shout out to him.
When you think of Trevor Noah's career, like, aren't you amazed?
I'm amazed, bruh. I used to listen to him on YFM. Mm. Next thing, he just left the country and boom.
Crazy.
You know, he's this big guy. Exactly. It's crazy. It's amazing.
Like, isn't it the same for, like, Uncle Waffles also? Okay, not that they got the same deals, but I'm just saying, like,
Trevor's different.
Uncle Waffles was here, Trevor's and then different. Next minute she's big overseas.
A lot of celebs have done that, but Black Coffee, Trevor, no, they're just different, man. Mm-hmm. Like, to some bed, it's just like,
when they got there, they moved different and like started a proper solid foundation. I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon because of how solid that foundation is. And they keep growing.
Yeah. Would you ever want to move?
I've always thought of it, you know. I've always wanted to go to the UK because I thought, no, this is my place. I've been there once.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, nah, man, this is, my blood is here,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, if I were to move, that would be the place that I go to. But if not, I love South Africa so much.
And US, you've been there?
I have a couple of times. It's amazing, but the racism there is just too hectic.
In the US?
Yeah, in the US. Ay, bruh. Like, I've never... In the US, for me, I had a great time at the parties.
What happened?
But everywhere else... we had, like, one or two incidents in Miami. It's just a long time ago, but I know for sure that US, for me, it's a no-no.
I'm the UK. Tomorrow, man.
Are you going tomorrow?
Yeah, for the first time.
Bon voyage.
Oh, damn, your flight is tomorrow.
What's up, Mayaka? Bulletproof vest.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, and then you have these shootings.
Yeah,
there,
the shootings,
remember?
That side is crazy, Mac.
Random places.
Random.
Oh, you know, the mass shootings in the US.
Are you
watching? Are you watching the news? RIP. Justice for Mac. No.
Hey,
no,
bruh.
God forbid.
No, but you're going to have a great time.
You're a good time.
Who are you meeting there?
No, I'm playing at New Orleans.
Oh, nice.
No, it's New Jersey.
New Jersey, wherever. Yeah. There's a new. There's a new thing.
Ah, wait.
Oksala, you're US.
New, somewhere new. New. Somewhere new.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack.
Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
We spoke about everything.
Yeah.
There's a South African guy stuck in Cambodia. What's up with that guy? Please, can you check? There's some niggas asking for help. He went to, he got scammed, right? I don't know. He answered an email.
Yeah.
And you know, rule of thumb, you never answer an email from a guy with two first names, you know, like Joseph Matthews. You know, some Nigerian guy. So he got promised a job in Thailand and now he's stuck in Cambodia and his family has been saying, they're asking him to come back. And you know the policy of embassies. Embassies are not in the business of taking people back.
Mm.
So if you can find yourself stuck in America or whatever, the embassy doesn't have a responsibility to fly you back.
Oh.
Otherwise, imagine how many people on a daily basis would be getting flown back.
Exactly.
Some were there on holiday, blew their money, or some just went there, you know, to just fuck around. Yeah. So the embassies aren't in the business of taking people back. And there's a guy there. So he's stuck in Cambodia, on his way to Thailand, or in Thailand, realized that he's fucked. It was a scam. And I saw the emails. It's a guy with two first names. Never answer Mark Jones. Mark John. Those names here. It, trust me, you're not dealing with a... and it also answered to a Gmail. Can you imagine? Jeez. The guy saying it works for a company and then the company
Gmail's
name...
Gmail's a red flag.
The company name is in the name and then at Gmail.
Have you ever been scammed?
Bro, I almost got scammed. I got an email. This person is from China and they're explaining about my family. We can give your family this much money. I even called my mom. Hey! There's a guy, his name is whoever, out of soul. So my mom's like,
Steve Mark.
It's like, I don't know such a person. Couldn't know. But they're part of the family. But it's a soul. So don't you know them? My mom was like, yeah, nix. And I almost like got into it. Because I was replying and chatting to this person.
Oh.
Excited that my family's getting US dollars.
Sure.
Luckily, my mom was like, hey, pass up.
Man. They said they're part of the family.
I don't know how they got out. Okay, obviously my surname is there, but you know, they probably researched and just...
I once did a prank like that on YFM. Did I tell you about it?
Huh?
The father's prank. You don't know about Ghost Lady? You guys don't know. No. Kanti, what chillers are you? Kanti?
Hi,
bro.
Podcast. We're not YFM chillers. We're not YFM chillers.
Shows at 3 a.m.
Dude, it's late.
It's my life, you know.
So I got this guy from Muse. He had like a deep, deep voice, you know, like a fucking deep voice. So I'm in Studio B there fucking around. I'm like, let's call YFM DJs and you must go on and tell them you are their father. So we call Mpo, my boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, Mpo, boom, 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 I'm your father. He's like, okay, cool, that's great. Thank you very much. And then she drops like she didn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
We call Chili M. He's like, hey, Chili M, I'm your father. Chili M's like, ah, daddy, your son is famous. Right? And then we call more flavor. The guy goes, I'm your father. And my friend was like, hey, Siraz, where have you been? We need to meet.
Shame.
He thought it was his father, bro. He's like, where have you been? When can I see you?
Oh, guys.
And you had to tell him it's a prank.
Like, nigga, don't get too excited. So, guy from news. I got news for you, motherfucker. The dad ain't coming soon.
guys, no. Yo.
Hey, I'm not telling me. Anyway, Ben Jack.
The guy's name is Kolani Sidwell Fongo. He is 29 years old and he was going to Thailand because he was recruited by a company called Hulong Technologies in Thailand, which is looking for IT technicians from the Chinese market. And yeah, he did state that everything was legit, but he only found out
what
that
it Gmail.
Was. The email was legit, and apparently he
no,
got...
No, it's not.
But he does state that he got correspondence from people from Zambia, Madagascar, and Zimbabwe who were flying with him to the very same recruitment.
So just because he's not the only one scammed, it doesn't make the operation legit. It means there were a lot of them who was outsmarted by a guy with a Gmail.
Well, yes. And they only found out once they got to Thailand that it was a scam.
Jesus.
That is wild, man.
And now he's stuck there.
Anyway, let me check out some other stories. Let's see if you guys want to talk about this. Russell Simmons is accused by his former wife, Kimora Lee, of abuse. You guys want to talk about that?
I saw that.
Yeah?
I saw that.
It's hectic.
Yeah, like Sotini.
Yeah.
He's actually like a great father on Instagram.
Yeah.
But he's abusive, saying abusive stuff back then. And also, he started dating her when she was 16. He was 30.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah.
What's the fascination with these old rich guys with
don't
young girls?
I don't get it.
Is that where they get the money? Is that where the secret is? Gandhi? What's going on?
Maybe
as an older guy, you can maybe speak and say, what's the attraction with like younger women, you know? What it was, Anom Zamo's her breasts were trending.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Now we're talking. Now
we're talking.
She used to do a show before me on Cliff Central.
Oh, yeah.
I used to see her there.
Did you guys get paid at Cliff Central?
After some time, yes. Because when we got there, it was starting. Yeah, so it was still, they were still trying to get advertisers and everything.
Yes.
So as time went, we did.
Yeah, that thing was futuristic.
Eh? It was so futuristic. Yeah. Definitely.
Numbers
was beautiful.
Yeah.
Shaga Lembo is amazing also. Well,
I watched it on my plane to New York.
Oh, hey now.
Oh, shout out.
Shout out to you.
Hey, man.
When you come back the next podcast.
Oh, not New York. What is it? New what?
It's New Jersey,
New
bro.
Jersey, yeah.
Oksala, you're America.
Yeah.
Oksala, give me Pano.
Yeah, Shaga Lembo is futuristic, man. Noms almost gorgeous, yo.
Oh. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
And like, oh, nah, what's my belly? They're just there. Because you're expecting, my belly.
She shows her tits.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But like, it's so beautiful because it's not only hers that are out. And also, it's so difficult to even like proper sexualize
it. Yeah, because a lot of people's boobs are out.
It's a tits fest.
I didn't tell my chichi. So like, they don't wear, you know.
It's not a tits fest.
If they're virgins in the thingy.
Pearl Tusi was trending as well. Remember, she also showed her boobs last week.
Pearl Tusi.
So I think we've been
when you were a tomboy, who would you smash, Pearl Tusi or Nomza?
Tomboy.
Think if tomboy is just like a
lesbian.
But
I know what you mean. Let's say, like, you know what it means. Like, you know, you know what it means.
I understand what you mean. I don't know. I never see it that way. You know.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
No, I haven't.
But if you were to kiss a girl, who would you want to kiss, Nomzamo or Pertus?
Let's see. I don't know. Hey, maybe Nomzamo.
Nah.
Yeah. Definitely. If I had to choose.
I agree.
If I had to choose.
I agree.
If Nomzamo came to me and say, leave the podcast and we will be great.
Oh, come on.
I'm leaving you guys. I'm leaving you.
Hi, Bo. Hi, Bo. Hi, Bo. Hi, Bo. Hi, Bo.
Leave the podcast for what?
Hi, Bo. Hi, Bo. What's in man?
For what?
Wait, what's it?
What's a week? What's a week?
What's in your week?
Yes.
But you need some lessons from MT. I don't get that one.
I don't get that one. That's why I must do the camera talk. Let us do our job.
Explain, Ando. Explain. Explain.
So Tato just said something that doesn't make sense. He said off camera.
He said off camera that Mac needs lessons from MT. But we don't get it. What does
MT
that mean?
MT was on a video, if I remember, did like a live, and he was saying that if he had the opportunity, he would like
smash
literally
Tuesday.
Yes, be with yeah, what but
called. We're talking about Nomzamo.
Let's just leave it. Hey, I'm a cheetah on my camera. I'm a cheetah on my camera.
Did Orlando Pirates and Adidas unveil a new LGBTQ inspired kit?
Oh.
You want to talk about that?
Mm. Oh.
Nah. It's how come we don't have a flag for being straight?
How?
Because it's the standard.
Because
it's the standard?
Yes. It's a standard. It is. Most people in the country, in the world, they are straight. So there's no need for one.
I think there's more people who are not straight.
No, but you know, like with the
I don't get what you mean.
I hope I don't say it incorrectly. With the Pride community, I mean, it's people were against them for a long time. So now they're a minority.
Ah, they're a majority.
And some people were getting
now they're a majority.
But some people were getting murdered for it. And that's, you know, that was not a cool thing. So we're trying to raise awareness, even by raising a flag. It's just to raise awareness.
There's a straight flag. There's a straight flag.
Yeah.
For real.
Oh, there's a straight flag.
Damn. Oh, let's see how many flags there. Okay, what about a...
What? A vendor flag.
Vendor.
There's a flag.
Oh, there is a vendor flag. Yeah. You see? You see?
What about a DJ flag?
DJ flag.
Oh, it's a red flag.
It's a wrap.
That's my name.
Stay away.
Boys and girls. So there's actually 32 flags for genders. So you'll find, basically, I think you'll find yourself somewhere there. Yeah.
Man.
You are well represented.
Miss Brew, what are you busy with, man?
Right now, just busy with, you know, making more music. I'm working on an EP. Obviously, my beauty salon is keeping me busy.
Nice. You know. Shout out to you, man.
Thank you.
That's dope, man. That's beautiful.
And I'm still studying. So, hey, guys.
Whoa.
School's yakala.
Oh, you're still studying?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, that's what I'm busy with right now.
Mm. Shout out. You know what I feel like about you?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you were really, really like your true self, like you'd be bigger.
That's what Sihle always says.
Yeah. Like, if you stopped yourself from talking like 10 times today. If you just spoke, fuck, man.
But you said you trust Sihle with everything. She gives you the first, criticism on your song. So when she says, be more of yourself and less perfected and branded, why don't you believe her when she says that?
I think also, like, it's my personality also. You know, I'm not, like, an out there person.
No, bro. We had fun on O-Ship, bro.
On O-Ship.
On O-Ship, bro.
But do you think we'd have that much fun outside of
you
the show?
You give me a room number, bro. That's how much fun we're having.
And guess who did it? And guess who didn't make it? And guess who didn't make it for both their sets? And then they played back to back. So is it front to back or back to back? Which one is this one?
No, but I understand where you're coming from. Because when we started, bro, when we started talking, it was a different time.
Mm-hmm.
So
It was all about image, how you present yourself.
That's true.
That's why we never got any gigs, bro. Mm. Like, were you ever the front cover of any magazine?
Never, bro.
Never, bro, because you were just too unbrand.
I thought, man, I'm on YFM, I'll just get gigs. Yo,
you get what I'm saying?
Shock of my life.
But the times have changed, man. People can see through all that bullshit.
People want authenticity, eh?
I know, I mean, I know.
Look at us.
But I'm not always that person. Like, you know, I'll come out now and then, you know, like have fun. But I'm always, like, even when it comes to my work, I'm always, like, specific about certain things. You know, I'm very pedantic. So, like, it's not an everyday thing. If I was that person all the time, I'd get really exhausted. Because it drains a lot of energy from me, you know. Okay. So when I'm calm and trying to preserve this brand, I'm preserving my energy. Yeah. It's not just.
But don't you want to make more money?
Well, I mean, more money wouldn't hurt, but I just don't think I can do it in that way. If I do it the way that I'm doing, I can last. If I do it in the way that maybe you guys do it, I know personally I will not. Get up a flat. Get up bancha along the way.
You know? I get you.
Yeah, so.
I get you. Makes sense, kind of, but yeah.
Please explain.
But you could reverse. You could be chilled at home.
No, actually, I don't get you.
Be more yourself.
Because that seems like more of a job. Like, not to be yourself is more tiring than
but
just
guys,
be yourself.
I am being myself. I'm that fun girl when I need to be the fun girl. You know,
here's an example.
I can't be the fun girl 24/7.
But if that's who you are,
yes,
it's a part of who I am.
It's a part of who she is.
It's like us. We drink, right? But when people see us drink like this, they think we drink like this every day, and that's not sustainable, obviously, right? Uh-huh. So you take a break. But when you're out and about, or when you're here, it's our chill space, so we can do this thing. So even with you, when you're out there, you can be, you know, Miss Prue from Oh Ship. And then when you're home, you're relaxed, use your dogs, your pets, your husband, or whatever.
Let me show you something. Let me show you something.
With your pot plants or whatever.
Let me show you something.
Okay.
Miss Prue, what's the biggest dick you've ever seen?
Biggest dick? Mm. Who's or what?
No, what?
No. Who? Seen, just size.
Size.
What? How do I measure? Wait.
Just. Ah, that's a cop-out.
You asked me.
Let me tell you how Miss Prue at O-Ship would have answered. Yo, I'm a Veda Paki.
Okay.
Yeah. Not because you're bread conscious. You don't even know what you're doing. The song that we're about to play now, please tell us more about it, man.
So the song that I just released, it's called Ketawena. I worked with Q-Mark.
Nice.
I worked with Slick With It, African Bobby, Amahle. It's a banger. It's a song all about love. I love it so much. Like I said, I love love.
Yeah.
Song Ketawena and Ketanin.
Oh, fantastic.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
Shout out. Q-Mark is tough.
Do you put your names on songs or do you actually produce?
I work with engineers. We sit down and work together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we put our names.
Put our name on it.
Do you put your name on it?
Yeah.
No, but I have some input. So I'd like to, you know, I do have some input.
Some production credits.
I do.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So what's the name of the song? Ketawena. And it's out now everywhere.
Everywhere on all digital platforms.
Thank you so much for coming through.
Released independently.
No. Definitely.
Oh, you're independent now?
Yeah.
Oh,
shout out.
Definitely.
Are you glad you came? We had fun, man.
Yeah,
dude, we had. Like, I've been back and forth with, you know, coming here for such a long time.
Yeah.
I think you've been asking for years now.
Yes.
So I'm glad I came here.
Yeah. You're a friend of the family now. You must come anytime, all right?
No, definitely.
Shout out.
Love you so much, man.
Love you guys.
Miss
Prue.
Podcast and chill. We out here, man. Boom. I'm not afraid to die.
no lash it, so mal points. Eminem gets out. No my bad figure bani, no my bangs ani, no my bangs ani. When I want me, yeah. Now I pint it past for me, le. Tando let you see me send me. But no one has passed through lile. So you can be so good. Tando let you see me send me. But no one has passed through lile.